Commentator Andre Codrescu was in San Antonio not too long ago. Among those living there, he encountered the dead. And in meeting the dead, he got to know the living.
It was the Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos, in San Antonio, and artists were building altars along South Alamo Street. I was there for the Guadalupe Arts Festival and Inter-American Book Fair, and I had just gotten lost trying to find my way to the center. I walked into a potter's shop and got lost again. The vibrant colors and designs on the pots were wonderfully disorienting. The potter, Lisa Orr, gave me directions to just about everything going on in San Antonio that day. The procession that evening, the parties that would follow, and the best places to go afterwards. They say that the Day of the Dead is actually 3 days. The first day is in remembrance of the departed kin. The second is for children. The third is for those who died from witchcraft. I spent the next 3 days remembering my many dead, amazed at how many there were. There were not many kin, and technically few of them were children, but there were many friends, all of them killed by witchcraft. Poverty, sickness, too much joy, too little love, neglect, hearts too big for places too small, all of these things are the hexes of a mean world. On the second day, my friend Edward Leal took me to breakfast at a little diner in a poor section of San Antonio next to the San Fernando Cemetery. Mexican families sat at long tables dressed in church-going clothes, holding bouquets of flowers for the dead. A 10-year-old boy sold us a decorated holiday bread for a dollar. His mother and aunt had stayed up all night baking them. We drove out to Edward's family farm outside San Antonio to pay our respects to his grandmother. On the red dirt road going past the meandering creek, Edward told me family stories. He was one of 12 children, and his mother and father's kin were everywhere in South Texas. And just to prove it, a little old lady came out of one of the houses and waved us over. She was his mother's cousin, and for the next 45 minutes we were regaled with family events, some of which Edward hadn't known about and was duly made to admit to the sin of neglect. The Leal family cemetery was at the end of Leal Road. The 50 graves or so had already been gaily decorated, festooned with flowers, scrubbed clean. The dirt around all but the oldest gravestones had been raked. Edward unwrapped the bread and put it on his grandmother's grave. He said, "Grandma, this is from Andre." And I swear that for a second there, I felt something warm and familial. I'm an only child, and something like regret found me then. My dear departed friends or my poetic family, but here was something hard and real and inescapable, full of stories like a stuffed piñata. When we drove out, Edward thanked me. He hadn't been to the family cemetery in years. Well, I thanked him, and we both thanked his grandmother. It was her day, and she'd done a good job.
Andre Codrescu is the editor of Exquisite Corpse, a journal of books and ideas.